Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Delete as applicable. My name is Vinnie White, and this is a Vinnie White podcast. This podcast will contain lots and lots of talk and chatter. There will be no music for legal reasons. However, there is a monthly podcast called The Never Hour, which is available at theneverhour.com. Theneverhour.com. That podcast will be full of brand new and exciting new music that's tweaking my nipples at the moment and hopefully will tweak yours. Right now, though, listen up. Introducing Vinnie White and Carla Giannetti. Who's Carla Giannetti? Let's find out. You may grow to love and cherish her. My name is Vinnie White, and I am not going to mention the radio station I work for. That's my new policy, because I don't want to be known as the guy that worked for that station.
You don't.
I want to be known as the guy that currently does stuff, you know?
Like really cool podcasts.
Yeah, like what this is. So that's what I am. I'm Vinnie White, the podcasting guy. No, we need to work on that.
It's a title in progress.
Send your suggestions to vinniewhite@gmail.com on who I am. At the moment, I'm going to say, hello, I'm Vinnie White, blank. Fill in the blanks. Best suggestion gets a load of CDs that I've got left over from the radio station that I used to work for.
Perfect.
Hello, I'm Vinny. We know who I am, Mr. Blank. Who are you?
I'm Carla.
Tell us a bit about you then.
I don't know. That's very interesting.
Yeah, good. Good.
That's how interesting I am.
Well, this is going to be an interesting bit of co-hostery. You're an Ottawan.
I'm an Ottawan. I'm 31 years of age, and I do what most people in the city do. I work for the government.
How do you feel about that?
I don't mind it.
You're quite good, because you represent the more sort of stable and logical and real side of Ottawa. Here's me. I'm not from here. I don't sound like I'm from here. And I'm talking about being here and other things on these podcasts. But you're going to be like the benchmark, the grounding. You know what I mean?
That's good, because then we'll have something to compare. It's better.
Coming up on this podcast and other podcasts like it, we'll be looking at some world news in our weekly feature news update, and also we'll be looking at what we've been up to in and around the Ottawa area, or indeed further afield. Speaking of which, I will be doing some travelling at some point, but I'm probably going to be here till Christmas, so all these podcasts up until Christmas will be here in Ottawa, and then I'm going to take it on the road wherever I go. Ooh, exciting. Tell me about the Wine and Food Show. Let's start with that. It's been a Wine and Food Show here this weekend. Now, I didn't go, but I'd like to ask you what happened.
I did go. I went the Friday night and the Saturday night. Actually, by night, I mean I think I got there in the afternoon and stayed for the night. Craziest thing I saw Saturday night at the Vintages booth, a woman who was gray, very, very gray, passed out in a chair with what I presume to be her boyfriend taking her pulse.
Oh.
And the floor around her covered in vomit.
Oh, what a lovely... Oh. And I've always thought of it as such a upper-class, decadent, opulent affair.
Yeah, and that's what it's supposed to be. She obviously could not hold her liquor, and then there was these men in gray shirts around her not doing anything, and all of us were thinking, why are they not calling the paramedics? And then you don't want to stare, right? But everybody, of course, wants to find out what's going on. But this woman, we just saw her arms up, and then they dropped, so obviously not well. I've never seen anyone like that. She definitely had alcohol poisoning.
I went to a beer festival in England about 5 or 10 years ago. And you notice that as you get older, you could never say 5 or 10 years ago when you were like 15.
No. Even and when now, you were 20, you couldn't.
Say, no. Now to say 5 or 10 years ago is acceptable and you just move on. I could probably say, I don't know, 10 or 20 years ago, which is a difference of a decade. But it doesn't actually matter. Anyway, 5 or 10 years ago in England... Or it might have been 15. To be honest, I don't know. Sometime in my drinking age, and I started at 16. I can say that because it doesn't matter because I'm not on the radio. Out there.
Ew.
That's the benefit of these things. I had my first drink at 16. Sue me.
My soother was put in wine as a child, so I started very young.
My friend had Guinness in his baby bottle.
Really?
What's that about?
Women are supposed to drink Guinness when they're breastfeeding to help them make milk. I don't know why I know that. I don't have a child.
Where do you get your medical advice from, the CEO of Guinness?
Well, we are friends. So, you know, I'm on their email mailing list. So
I went to a beer festival 5 or 10 years ago in England. Beer festival in England is definitely not in any way and doesn't even try to be
classy
in any way. It's just, it is debauchery. And there's a lot of old men with beards, sometimes dancing, which is nice.
I like that.
Yeah, I love an old dancing man. Don't see enough of it around.
No.
Sorry.
A little jig or what kind of dance?
Well, actually, that's a whole new story. That would be the Morris dance, a dance that is indigenous to the British Isles and involves grown men waving handkerchiefs around, dancing around what's known as a maypole very often. I believe its roots are in pagan ancestry.
Okay.
And the concept is that you put bells around your socks. So you jingle and you jangle. And you can't help but do so.
I kind of love everything about that.
Do you know, if you do have time, presumably you're listening somewhere near an internet device, because that's where you got this podcast, do look up a Morris dance. Maybe YouTube a Morris dance. I'll show you one later, Carl.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that.
So there were grown men with beards Morris dancing, which is already a great start to a Saturday. And in the middle of it all, and it was in part of it was indoors and part of it was outdoors. But the indoor bit was this essentially a massive big top, a big tent, right, full of local breweries. And you know that us Brits, we do like a warm beer. And there was a man, similar to your woman, I wonder if they were related, in the middle, passed out, and he had how can I put this in a nice way? The bodily fluids. No, that's even worse.
That makes your mind wander.
No, let's go. Vomit's better than that.
Which one?
Vomit. Stop it. Oh, I've made it worse. I tried to make it cleaner. Right, always be dirty. There was a fella in the middle, and he had a big pile of sick in front of him. Sick sounds worse than vomit, doesn't it? There was a fella in the middle with a big pile of puke.
There you go.
Is that better?
Better.
Morning if you're eating breakfast. And he had, and there's no way of putting this nicely, I'm not even going to try. He had a bit of it caught up in his beard.
Oh.
Yeah. And
like chunks?
His friend, just a bit of chunkage.
Okay.
I didn't know this story was going here. I never do.
It's better that way.
And he was unscripted. See, Carla? Hey, it's what I always wanted. Yeah, and he was in the middle of it all. He had chunks in his beard, and there was his friend pulling, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to be graphic. He was pulling them out. So he was like, he was mopping his beard.
His vomit beard.
Yeah. And I thought, that's friendship, that is. That it says is. A lot about the quality. And they're old fellas. They've probably grown up together.
So maybe they've done it before. Maybe it's a pact that they have amongst them.
Did you want to go to the beer festival?
I do.
Wicked. Oh, they've got those new real ales from the local brewery. Do you want to try them?
I do.
You know, last time, I think I cleared up the sick out of your beard. Could you do it for me if it happens?
I'm your friend. Friends for life. That's what we do.
It's like a pact. Blood brothers.
Yep. Maybe we need to pinky swear. The end. Moving on.
Well, by now, you should already have a flavour. Inappropriate choice of words. By now, you should already have an understanding of what it is that we talk about. We don't swear, I've noticed. We never came to that arrangement, really. But it would appear that we're being good with our P's and Q's.
That's right. Only when necessary.
It's weird to not suddenly play a record now. I feel like if this was in the radio world, I'd say, we'll be back after this. And I'd put on a track. And it's weird this because I feel like there should be a little piece of music before we do the next bit.
I agree.
So maybe I'll tell you what, I'll put one in here. Here is a piece of music. Time for our weekly feature, news update with Vinny and Carla. Dum da 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 dum 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 dum.
Dum.
I don't know about your edition.
I feel like I dumbed it down a bit. I apologize for that.
It's all right, we're going to do world news now and we'll make it all clever again. This week, what happened with that porn star?
Well, there was an adult film star by the name of Sasha Gray who read to an elementary school class and parents were outraged.
Wrong diddly, wrong, wrong. Prime Minister lossage everywhere. First lost Greece. He was booted for a dodgy economy. And indeed, that is the same reason that Berlusconi finally got the boot.
Yep. His last day in office was this past Saturday, I believe.
I feel it's incredibly underwhelming that here is a man that has got criminal allegations, including mafia collusion, false accounting, tax fraud, corruption, bribery of police officers and judges, and sex scandals coming out of his hoo-ha, and he gets the boot for having a dodgy economy.
That's what finally got him in the end, the economy.
What is wrong with you Italians?
I don't know. Well, we make good wine. We've got great olives. You hate olives. Great cheese. You like cheese. Who doesn't like good cheese?
Look, you did great straight roads. Lovely architecture. Love what you did with that Colosseum.
Yeah.
You like a nice painted ceiling. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that you're very, very passive when it comes to putting up with dodgy, corrupt, bent leaders.
Well, that's the thing when you have corrupt leaders. They make it hard to get them out. So,
actually, you're right. This is a man that decided that he would invent a law that gives the Prime Minister immunity from any charges.
Exactly.
Now that is when you know your leader is dodgy, when he makes a law that says, by the way, I can't be dumb for anything.
If I understand correctly, though, now that he's out of office, he will have to stand up against some of the charges, although some of them have since expired, so he never even had to answer to them. So there'll still be some interesting things happening with Berlusconi. He won't be gone soon.
It'll be interesting in the courtroom, and no doubt there'll be some more stories of him and perhaps younger than should be girls in bedrooms as well.
Yacht parties, sex scandals, you know.
I'm not a woman. I don't have breasts. But you are, and you have.
I do.
Tell me this. Is he attractive?
No.
See, I thought that was going to be a flat no. That was a maybe, wasn't it?
Well, there is something. He has a presence. He's very well dressed. He's a very slick type of guy, if
oh my
you know
God,
what I
you
mean.
You would have sex with Berlusconi.
No. I don't. I wouldn't want to get a disease, and you know that he's got some. Sorry.
So for that reason.
No!
That was the wrap-up of this week's news. We will do this every week. It's our feature. It's quite good. Dum, da, 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 dum, 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 dum.
Dum.
Did you enjoy that piece of music, Carla?
It was lovely.
What was your favourite bit about it?
The big fat bass beats.
What, the bit that went wobble, wobble, wobble?
I like a wobble.
Actually, we went to a gig the other day. I should probably explain that we're not married.
We're not married.
Because I would imagine by this point people are thinking, hang on, she's doing a podcast with him. They went to a gig. I presume they've got children.
We don't have children with each other or with other people that we know of.
I've got three in Brazil.
Okay. Oh, good reason to visit there. I've never been.
It's a good reason to not go there. I don't want to pay the alimony. Speaking of big, fat, wobbly beats, did we not go to I think you would describe it as a rave, wouldn't you, on Friday?
I think so. I did see some glow sticks there.
I think it was a rave. Now, I'm in my mid-30s. You are in your somewhat younger 30s.
That's right.
But it doesn't stop us having a good time, Carla.
There were all age groups there. Well, we like to have fun, you and I, so.
A German duo of DJs called Cosmic Gate, which can be described as nothing other than trance. And unfortunately, for a lot of people listening in the Ottawa area, I'm not entirely sure that despite the fact that it's 2011, people actually know what trance is. So if you don't, here's a little snippet. That's trance. In fact, that was Cosmic Gate.
Very good. They were very fun to watch, too, because they look like they're having a really good time, watching the crowd have a good time.
What?
Was a good
I want to talk about this, right, because you and I came to an incredible observation on Friday. First of all, it's very rare that, with the exception of DJ Tiesto at Canada Day, it's very rare that there's any trance DJs here in the city, right?
That's true.
And so for that reason, and bearing in mind that, and I know the radio stations very well in this city, bearing in mind that no radio stations plays trance apart from CKCU, which is a university station, then you would think that perhaps it wasn't very busy there. because there isn't a much of a demand for it. It was absolutely packed, wasn't it?
It was packed to the gills.
It could not be busier.
And everyone there was so happy to be there. And that was the remarkable bit, was nobody looked like their arms crossed. I don't want to be in this club, which you often see at different bars.
Yeah.
Everyone was just very, very into the whole scene.
And it was $20 to get in, which isn't a lot of money, really, for what you get. But it proved that there is clearly a large market for dance music here in Ottawa. But for some reason, it's starved. And I often have this conversation, but I'll reveal it here on this podcast. I get fed up with the amount of Irish bars in this city. And not to say I don't frequent them, because I like a beer like the next man.
Yeah.
But this city is Irish bar-tastic. And on the weekends, yeah, they're busy, and yeah, they're a good laugh, and yes, as I say, I do frequent them. But it's always the same Counting Crows cover band doing Mr. Jones.
Yep.
And then murdering Bon Jovi.
Yep.
And I've spoken to all those bands, and a lot of them are from Halifax, and they're just on their way through, you know, doing a Canada-wide tour. But they don't like what they do either.
Ooh.
They don't. They do it for the money, and they do it because people dance to it. But does that mean to say that people are so close-minded as to not enjoy other forms of music? And evidently, creeping through is other forms of music. Finally.
And $20 is not a lot to pay, because a lot of people here would pay $20 to see some other type of band.
$20 so, is 2 pints of Guinness now.
Yeah.
In one of those Irish bars.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? With
and
a tip.
And you can have $20 spent with your same generic Irish band, which is so loud that you can't even talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Or you could go somewhere to do something completely different and have an amazing, fun time.
Exactly. I've got the shakes a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you see?
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh my God, I can feel you shaking.
Well, I'm in an awkward position. We can't yet afford a radio studio.
So we're huddled around this microphone.
It's like
shoulder to shoulder.
Two young children licking an ice cream. Having a small fight over it. We will get far better equipment. So if we sound a bit shaky and a little bit hazy, then don't worry. I'm investing in some good equipment. It's just that I didn't expect to start these podcasts and get everything going quite at this level so quickly. We are investing in a whole studio. Do you know you might well be famous out of this, Carla?
Well, you never know.
One day, in years to come, people might look back at this and play it and go, oh, I remember them. Look where they started. Or I might be homeless just listening to this on my iPod.
Dreaming of the days when we sat shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah. And I'll be really bitter and twisted. I'll be like, I used to have a job on the radio back in the day. On the wireless. Now it's all internet. Don't understand it.
Where did those days go?
So anyway, back to the topic at hand, which is music in Ottawa. It's progressing. There's a market for trance. There's a couple of dubstep nights. If you don't know what dubstep is, this is it. Wobble, wobble, wobble. And it's changing slowly but surely. And you know what? I honestly believe that Ottawa is becoming a really good place to live, not just because of the dance music scene, but also the entire bar scene and the entire nightlife scene is I feel like it's waking up.
Yeah.
Bluesfest this year was the best one ever.
Yeah.
A massive mixture of artists, great acoustic guitarists and reggae artists and dubstep DJs and you name it. I feel like this town's getting somewhere.
I think so. I think Ottawa, too, is you make your own fun. You have to go out and discover it and not get stuck to going into the same generic bars that you always go to.
Yeah.
And that's what makes people frustrated. They don't open the horizons to try somewhere new, which is always hard, no matter where you live.
Do you think it's got a complex because it lives between Montreal and Toronto?
It does. It's got that small town, big town complex. We're supposed to be big. We're the capital, but we're not, because we're not as big as Toronto or Montreal, which are right beside it. But just be comfortable with what you are, Ottawa, and get on with it.
I agree. Oh, my God. This, like, you just read my mind. I completely agree. So well done, Ottawa. You are a little town. You're going in the right direction. Keep it up. Who's a good boy? Yes, you are. Lovely little town. Yes, you are. You're not as big as Toronto, are you? No, you're not. It's not condescending, is it?
Not at all.
Oh, lovely little town. Yes, you are. With your NCC. Yes, all nice and green. Look at that big farm in the middle. Oh, aren't you a big boy? I've never spoken to a town before.
Well, it was your first time.
These podcasts will return probably something like they have been today on a reasonably regular basis. I'm going to let you know my plans because a lot of people have been asking me on email, and I know it sounds narcissistic to just spurt on about me, but I do want to clear up a few things. I am going away. I'm going travelling. I'm going to be leaving at Christmas to go to England, and then after that I'm going to carry on. I'm debating, and I'm looking quite heavily into it, doing a safari around Africa, which I'm very excited about.
And I'm very jealous.
I bet you are.
I am.
So what's going to happen is we're going to keep podcasting all the way through till Christmas. At Christmas, I'll probably do some podcasts from England and or Africa. And then I'll come back, and then I'm going to get a job on the radio. So there's my plan. And you're going to speak for you. I would hope that you're going to join me, carry on podcasting all the way through into next year.
I will be here.
More podcasts, a link to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and just general information on Vinny can be found at www.vinnywhite.co.uk, spelt VINNEYWHITE.co.uk.